Next up was the Insect Surfers, who I have previously featured on my show. Since this was their 20th anniversary as a band, they did a few things to make this night special. Everyone who attended the show was given a live recording of the Insect Surfers that I had recorded a few years ago. Former members of the Insect Surfers who got up on stage with them this evening included Mike O'Neill on bass, who flew in for the show from New York, Jim Sherba on drums, who flew in from Louisiana, and Jeff Utterback on drums, who flew in from Santa Monica. Next up was Lawndale. They were the only surf instrumental band on the SST label in the mid-1980s. They were a special unannounced guest on today's show as Spindrift, originally scheduled to perform, were not able to. As Lawndale are still in the process of rehearsing for their announced show at the Liquid Kitty in August, they asked me not to broadcast any tracks from this performance. Sunday afternoon, July 16th, at the Surf Museum, featured the Breakaways playing two sets in the afternoon sun in the parking lot of the museum. I will not be featuring them, as I have previously featured them when they played for the museum on the pier. Wednesday night, July 19th, was back to the Baja Cantina for the Boardwalkers. I have previously featured them on my show, so I will not be featuring them from this set. For this night, they played three sets of covers and originals. Saturday night, July 23rd, at the Picture House, featured the Madeira, along with Insect Surfers and Slacktone. I have previously featured Insect Surfers and Slacktone on my show, so I will be playing tracks by Madeira for this show. Madeira is led by Ivan and Patrick on guitar. Ivan was formerly with the Space Cossacks, and Patrick is currently also a member of Destination Earth, which is a surf-influenced band. This night was a bit difficult for the bands. It was very warm in the club, and the club management was continuously asking Madeira to turn down. I would have taped Madeira the next day at the Surf Museum or on Wednesday at the Baja Cantina, except I got sick, which kind of prevented me from taping them or anything else for the next couple of weeks. I am Chrome Oxide, and you have been listening to the Chrome Oxide Hour on Octane Radio. For additional information about any of the tunes that you've heard on today's show, please go to chromeoxide.com.